a name I highly treasure. Oh, how it thrills my spirit through and through. Oh, precious name, beyond degree or measure. My heart is stirred whene'er I think of you. My heart is stirred whene'er I think of Jesus, that blessed name which sets the captive free. That name brings gladness to a soul in sorrow. It makes life shadows and the clouds depart. Brings strength in weakness for today, tomorrow. That name brings healing to an aching heart. My heart is stirred whene'er I think of Jesus, that blessed name which sets the captive free. That name still lives and will live on forever, while kings and kingdoms will forgotten be. Through mist or rain, 'twill be beclouded never. That name shall shine and shine eternally. And my heart is stirred whene'er I think of Jesus, that blessed name which sets the captive free.
Hope you were singing with her, but my heart is stirred. Okay. I don't know if it's in our hymn, though, is it? Yep. Turn to page 155. You're going to lead us. You're going to stay up here and sing.
I can do that.
You do a good... All right. We're going to stand. We're going to sing this. This is a testimony, right? I don't know if your heart was stirred. Do you understand what that's talking about? I mean... It just rocks your world, right? All right? Oh, why not? Let's just do all three verses. Okay? Page 155.
I've learned to know a name I highly treasure. Oh, how it thrills my spirit through and through. Oh, precious name beyond degree or measure. My heart is stirred when
time. Jesus loves me. We got to sing Jesus loves me. That's the whole point of it, right? Yeah. Somebody over here, Roger, Don, hit the right note. Loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. I don't know why. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. All right, you may be seated, but before you sit down, if you have something you want to say to God this morning, and let us listen in on the conversation. I bet you come up here and stand this morning. I still have the microphone. If you want to share a God moment, you want to share a story, we'll limit it to about 90 seconds, but whatever. No, God will tell you. If you've got a God story, we want to hear it today. It's spiritual fuel in our spiritual tanks when we dare to share what God is doing in our lives. So you may be seated if you want, but don't have to sit down. It's up to you.
So you might be sick of me already, but
well.
You know, I was in Rochester for the first 2 days of this week and came back, and I was sick right away. I got sick, and I was sick all week, the rest of the week, and I really didn't feel good. And I'm like, oh, Lord, you know, I had a class I wanted to go to yesterday morning, and I just thought, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to church. And my whole week is off, and nothing seems right if I don't get to church. And don't you know, I had to miss the class yesterday morning, but in the latter part of yesterday, I started feeling better. I started being able to do some things at home. And this morning, I got up and I wasn't real sure if things were going to be okay. Part of it was a lot of swelling and pain in my throat. But you know what? God made something happen to help all that get taken care of. It wasn't pleasant at the moment, but you know what? I'm so grateful I got to be here. I'm just so grateful. And I was going to say that whether you wanted us to be up here or not.
Anybody else? Opportunity to share a God story. Lowell, you're always good for a good one. Whoops.
I'll come down further.
There you go.
This is something that, not necessarily mine, but I've been thinking. I'm almost 91 years old, and I say, what can I do? What can I do? I'd like to do something for the Lord. And I thought and thought and thought. Tried to do things. Seemed like every time I tried to do something, then my back would hurt or my legs would hurt or something else, and so I'd give in. But last night we were listening to Mike.
Evans?
Mike, pardon? No.
Mike is good enough.
The governor of Atlanta.
Oh.
Pardon?
Huckabee.
And he had a fellow on there last night. Anybody else see him? He had a fellow on there last night. I've heard it before and saw it somewhere. But he was born without arms or legs. And somewhere along in his story, he was telling about his father said to him one time, after he got married, he was married, has four children, one after the other, and twins. But he said, his father said to him, he said, I didn't think you'd ever get married. And anyway, he went on telling the story about his ministry. He's preached all over the United States and Europe. And he said he's having a meeting in California in August, eight days in one place. But he's telling about how he was able to get around here without legs, without arms, and was doing all of these things. And who am I to say I can't do anything?
Oh, good word. Good word. Yep. God gave us a heart and a voice, right? Yep. As long as we have that voice and we use it for Him, it's always there.
I just want to share that I've been...
It's okay.
I have. I was finally able to get a job. I've been unemployed for 3 months, and actually haven't had a full-time position for 2 years. And I was able to acquire a full-time job. So that was a pretty big deal, and it's been a challenge, but God has been able to get me through. Pray every day for strength to get me through the days. And it's been going very well. So it's a blessing, definitely a blessing. Yeah. So I just wanted to share that with everybody because it's definitely a gift for me. So.
Good. Good. Amen. Amen. That's great. Anyone else? Our Wednesday night men's study, we just began, and we're looking at the book of Acts, the first church. And over my years of going to church, and my dad was a pastor, so I've been going to church for a long, long time. And most of that time willingly. At least lately. But I often think about that first church. And I, as a pastor, I am concerned that when I get to heaven, I'm going to have to apologize to God, my Heavenly Father, for the way that we do church. This is not New Testament church. The New Testament church is people gathering like this, but doing what we've done this morning, it's just giving God praise, telling your story. Can you imagine sitting in that room, that house, wherever the disciples were and all those people, and they're just sitting around? They didn't have pews. They probably sat on the floor, legs crossed, whatever. And they just started telling about God, talking about Jesus. Oh, man. What an event. What an event. And we come to church and we want to be taught. We want to have somebody lead us in singing. We want to do all of that, and that's good. And then we want to... I believe that church is participatory. It's all of us. We're in this. And I thank you for sharing. I thank you for sharing. To me, that's the New Testament church. I'm so excited about Jesus. What a name. The cornerstone of my life. And I don't tell anybody about that? Shame on me. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing what happens in my spirit when I just hear people talk about God and what God is doing in their lives. I get people coming in my office and we talk God stuff. That's great. That's awesome. I can't even explain that. I go out in the community and do chaplain work with different companies. And from time to time, there'll be a God story come up in somebody's life. That's just amazing, isn't it? To hear what God is doing, to see what God is doing in somebody else's life, that's confirmation in my life. And without those stories being told and being exchanged, I can sit back and go, is God real? Am I the only one? I don't hear anything. And so I thank you for worshiping today. I thank you for sharing, being bold enough to stand up and to say, God is mine, and I want you to know about it. I want to tell you what He's done in my life. So we're going to dismiss today, but I'm going to give you a God challenge. And I can blame Don for this. I can blame it's nice to have somebody to push it off on. But what I heard in the class, the little bit that I listened, we are to go out and tell somebody about Jesus. And I've heard that from somebody else. And anyway, it's scriptural, people. It's scriptural. Let's pray. Father, your word challenges us. We are sinners saved by your grace, your mercy, the forgiveness of sin. And Father, forgive us for in moments of obedience. You speak to us. And for some reason, we're tempted, and even we give in to the temptation to run back to our old self and say, oh God, that you meant that for somebody else. But no, Father, you're speaking to me today. I believe that you're speaking to us today. We are to share. We are to tell the good news. The good news of what you have done in my life. The blessings, the events of my day, the events of my week, that I can say, boy, I see God in every moment. And that'd be a great challenge for some of us. It'd be a great challenge even for me. But Father, I do believe your word is true when it says that you create in us a new heart. You're transforming our minds, our way of thinking. So do it today in us. As we leave this place today, we're going to go out, we're going to have lunch, maybe we're going to go home and do lunch, whatever we're going to do today. Let us be bold and speak the name of Christ to someone. Maybe just walk up to somebody and say, hey, how was your church service this morning? And maybe they'll say, well, I don't go to church. But there's an opportunity for us to talk about praise and worship and what it means to us. And Father, maybe we will encounter someone who went to church and it was just an awesome day for them as well. And then again, we have that opportunity to speak about your love and your care for us. We sing songs as we've sung this morning about you being the cornerstone. Be thou my vision. Help us, Father, to take off the blinders. Help us to take off the sunglasses. And really let you be our vision to the world that we live in. And only through your power will we accomplish what you want us to accomplish. So, Father, we lean on you today. We acknowledge you as our Lord and Savior. And may we come back either Wednesday morning, the women come back for Bible study, Wednesday evening for our men's Bible study or the women's prayer time, or next Saturday for the men's prayer time, or next Sunday for Sunday school and worship. We're going to gather together again, and we're going to share God's stories, your stories, in our lives. Thank you, Father, for your love and your care for us. Let us leave this place today. But let us go out into this community and be a blessing. Let us speak of your love and your care for us. That's how they'll know. That's how our friends and neighbors will know that you're God, whom we share your stories with them. Father, we give you great praise. Thank you for an amazing time of worship today. We give you great praise. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Go and be a blessing to someone today. Speak the name of Christ.